10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
So about a week ago now, we started talking about, well, actually, this started 2 years ago. If you really want to be honest about it, this whole journey started 2 weeks ago, or 2 years ago, with the Stark family back in 2009. Now, for those of you that don't know, my wife and I have a nonprofit called Bert's Big Adventure, where we take children that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World, and we bring the whole family with us. There's usually three or four people in the house. When I say whole family, we bring everybody. And we pay for the whole thing. And when I say we, it's really you guys that are donating to Bert's Big Adventure. And we go down there, and we do not spend wisely at all.
No, we spoil these kids rotten, and the family's rotten. We give them the nicest hotels, the nicest food, and we just spoil them crazy. The girls get to be princesses, and we just have a whole bunch of surprises up our sleeves when we're down there. No hold back.
So in 2009, one application comes in from the Stark family, and it's a little bit heavier than the rest of the applications that we received that year because they're usually about 3 pages long. This one was roughly the weight of what I bench press because there were 6 special needs children that were adopted by a very, very special couple, Will and Cheryl Stark. And we took a look at that application, and we looked at this machine, and I called Cheryl on the phone, and we started talking, and she was telling me how magical this would be and how you can only imagine with 6 children, even if they were healthy, how difficult it is to get out of the house, go to a restaurant, go hang out with each other. But she was never like – she never played the martyr. Never, never, never. She was like, look, actually, some of her first words were – is there a family that deserves this trip more than we do? And I had to go back and I had to look at the application again. I said, is this the same family that has 6 special needs kids that were adopted? And then I think I quickly answered and I said, there is no family that deserves this more than the Stark family. And that was 2009. And that's when we got to know the Starks. And we hung out with them at Disney World. And we absolutely fell in love with everybody in the family. Cheryl and Will and all of the kids. So fast forward now, and we've seen the Starks from time to time over the years at reunions. They would come out when we do Bert's Big Adventure reunions, and we'd all hang out again casually, catch up for a couple of minutes. And then the email comes in a couple of weeks ago from Will Stark, who says, hey, Bert, or Bert's Big Adventure staff, I just want to let you guys know what happened a couple of days ago, and it's very difficult for me to write this email because I'm crying as I'm writing it to you guys, but I thought that you would want to know and Cheryl would want us to make sure that you know that she passed away. And everybody on the Bert's Big Adventure staff and everybody in here was absolutely shocked.
It's so sudden.
So sudden. So we started thinking about it, and I contacted Will, and we contacted Heather, his daughter, and we thought this is a family that could use some help here. So for the last week, if you haven't been listening, and school started today, so a lot of you guys started listening for the first time in a couple of weeks. Last week was Stark Week on the show. And we told you guys about this amazing family. And we detailed for you the Bert's Big Adventure trip, and we asked you guys simply to help. Will never came on with us over the last week. This is way out of his comfort zone. And I want to stress this over and over and over again, that Will Stark feels like his family is his family to take care of. Everything that we're about to do on this show for the next 40 minutes and even for the last week is out of Will Stark's comfort zone. He doesn't ask for help. He's never asked for help. And even when we begged him to help, he was uncomfortable with it. But I think I reached somewhere inside of you and I said, look, if this was a neighbor of yours and they were in the same situation, you, Will, would be the first to help them, right?
That's true.
So that's what we've been doing for the last week, and this is the first time that Will's been on with us in a week now. How are you?
Good days and bad days.
Overwhelmed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Today must be, it must be a very strange day now, because as we were just talking before you came on, I realized that this is the first time in your life that you've had to get the kids ready for school without Cheryl.
That's true. My daughters were with me today, and so it was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting them up to be here today. So,
was there
it wasn't good thinking about today.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of reminiscing going on while you were trying to get everybody ready?
No, but I anticipated that when they actually got to school and I had time to sit around by myself, because there's no time to think in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be later on today, or have you had that chance yet?
Oh, no. They're here with us.
They're
so
here.
They'll be going to school when we leave here.
Tell us about the last couple of weeks. I mean, you write that email. Everything happens so suddenly. And we've heard some of the story, but the last couple of weeks, I mean, have you even – a lot of people were worried about you emotionally. Like, here's the guy that just lost his best friend and partner of 34 years. And embracing that has almost been impossible the last couple of weeks. Because, look, you've got six special needs kids to take care of. Have you been able to even mourn at all?
Well, certainly I mourn. I don't sleep good at night. I mean, certainly it's not been easy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, my daughters are very protective of me, and they watch out for me, make sure I eat and I sleep, and the kids just keep me very busy. I guess going to school was not looking forward to that, and being alone.
Mm-hmm.
That part there would just make me think. But
as the kids, are you guys worried about that first time that he's sitting at the house alone when the kids are at school? Which is going to happen later on today.
We don't plan to leave his side today, to be honest.
Yeah. There's going to come a time.
There is. And we do worry about that, but Dad's really strong, and we've been surprised. Not surprised. He's amazing. And I spoke at my mom's funeral, just how undeserving and how honored I am to be her daughter. Well, I can say the same about my dad. We are so undeserving and honored to be a daughter of Will Start, because he is the most humble, selfless, strong man of God. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, he has been a rock, and our family have really stepped up. Besides the fact he misses mom tremendously, he has kept it together, and he's, you know, relied on his faith to get us through. And it's, as much as it's been difficult, it's also been a time that we've really gotten tight and loved one another. And it's hard to see him like this, but at the same time, it's been amazing too, because he's such a strong man, and we love him very much.
Well, I want to learn something about your faith today, because you've told us pretty much all along that you feel blessed and you know that everything's going to be okay. You're going through a crisis situation right now, and I want to learn about this faith, because in all honesty, my first thought when you sent that email to me, I questioned religion and my faith and God, and thought, how can a man like this, who's been so selfless his entire life, not feel like, why me, why me?
Well, I think that. I mean, certainly, you know. But the reality is, I believe all things are good. I mean, not good in the sense that I don't feel good right now. My heart's been ripped out. But I feel like I have gone through, Cheryl and I have gone through many trials over the time we've been married. We've had very bad times and very good times. And through some of the bad times, we could look back and not understand how we made it through those. They were so difficult for our family. But we did. And so my faith is in God that, you know, he takes care of us. That doesn't mean we don't go through bad things. This is no fun. And do I ask why? I certainly ask, you know, why. But the reason behind the why is not so important as that I know it's all in a plan. You said on TV that, you know, I felt rich, and I do. I feel our family, there have been times in our family when we've absolutely had nothing. And yet I don't believe my family's ever lacked for anything. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I could go out and get anything new or get anything. You know, we lived at garage sales. I mean, but our kids always had what they needed. Our family always had what it needed. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in God that he takes care of us. It doesn't mean I don't hurt, and it doesn't mean that this isn't a terrible thing. It just means that I know he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my family. And I just, I have that reassurance and knowledge regardless of what happens. So.
Mr. Stark, Heather told us about the decision between this new job that's been offered and being able to stay home and the fact that Jesse wants to come home and be able to help with the kids. Have y'all made any progress in that regard of the job scenario?
Well, the job has it's a wonderful job working with the school system. You know, my whole life, even though I've had very different jobs, my whole life has been one of my jobs have been one of helping people in some way. But the job itself would vary the times that I would go to that job.
Mm-hmm.
And every 6 weeks it would change. And it, I just structurally, I can't see the flexibility of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesse has moved in. We have, some area down in the basement that she's moved into, and she's going to be a wonderful help, and that's going to help the whole situation. But until I get into it and start doing it, it's going to be hard to realize what I can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can do everything, and my daughters are very quick to let me know that I can't do everything.
Right. And I've said this again, I'll say it again, is that Will's instinct is to take care of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And on TV last week, when he was asked, can he do this, he very honestly said, if he says no, then he has to admit to himself that he can't take care of his family, and he won't admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But he also knows somewhere in his heart, right, that you need help here. You need help. I mean, some things
that
are just
true.
Too big. Some
that
things are just too big.
There are things that are beyond my control, but there are things that I just physically can't do, and I just financially can't do, and I can't, just can't do.
It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. From the daughter's perspective here, what have you learned about your dad the last couple of weeks? And what have you learned about your family? And I'm trying to, I think, connect with families that are going through a very tough time right now and maybe leaning on you guys, knowing it or not, for inspiration. What do you tell a family that's going through a personal crisis right now?
I think what you realize very quickly when your whole world turns upside down on you in a moment is that don't sweat the small things. Life is precious. Hold close to your souls and the hearts that you love around you, and don't take anything for granted, because tomorrow's not promised. And I think I must honestly say that our faith has gotten stronger in this, because when a loved one like my mom, who we adore and will miss greatly, passes, we know where she is. We have faith that she's in heaven and that we will one day see her. And that is so comforting. I don't know how we would get through if we didn't have that faith, that belief, that strength, that hope. I don't know what we would do. I don't know how others do it, but God truly has been our salvation, and his love. And I'm going to just say this. It says in the Bible, it says God is love. And this past week, with friends, families, strangers, neighbors, everybody has shown the love that has just been the comfort, the strength for our family at this time. And I cannot express how amazing it has been, overwhelming, to have people come up to us, and God has outpoured his love on us. And as Dad said, it is still painful. It is still heart-wrenching. It is still a great, great loss. No doubt about that. However, there is strength. There is joy. There is love. And we have felt it this week. And I want to thank everybody for that.
Well, you're going to feel a little bit more of that coming up in a couple of minutes here. Will, you said that you've sort of been comforted in the fact that you just know that God is going to take care of things for you, that God has a plan. And I can tell you this, that over the last week, I've seen the Burt Show community reach out, embrace you guys in a way that I haven't seen before. So they're with you. They're supporting you. They've connected with you, and they've embraced you. I just want to read a couple of tweets from over the weekend or some Facebook messages. This one came from @WirelessGeek, who says, I'm unemployed, but donated $15. And I challenge all employed people to donate at least $5 to the Starks. And I said this last week that we saw this quite a bit. Like, we are in a recession. We just happen to be asking for money in a week in which there was financial panic around the country. Mm-hmm. People are looking at their retirement funds now going, oh boy, I don't have nearly as much as I thought I had. And we're in a recession and people are struggling.
But everybody has compassion, and I think everyone felt so empathetic for your family and just were so amazed. I mean, you're such a remarkable family that everyone thought, gosh, look at all that they're doing. I can at least do my little part to help this family get through such a hard time.
I think it was on Friday when Jeff started to crunch some of the numbers for you guys, just saying, like, if you just gave up a cup of coffee today, $4, $5, don't go to Starbucks, just donate today. And if we got like 1,000 people to do that, I mean, you're looking at a lot of money. Well, this is pretty indicative of a lot of the emails that we got over the weekend. It said, I'm sorry, I can't give up my Starbucks, but I will give you $5. It's just too, the caffeine is too important.
And a donation. That's great. That's
awesome. So when we come back, we're going to tell you that these $1 donations and these $5 donations and these $25 donations really came in handy. And it's a really special gift that you're giving the Stark family this week. It's your love, it's your support, and also financially. So we will tell them exactly what you guys did for them coming up here in just a couple of minutes on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show, Q100.
We talked about it all last week. The Stark family, this is their family. This is forever. And so they are going to need support of the community for a long time coming. So anything that you can do that continues the support of this family and shows them our embrace as a community, as if they were our own next door neighbors, then we certainly encourage that.
Yeah, and we will have the contact information and we will keep all the donation information up online. So even though we won't be talking about it as much after today, we certainly will be talking about the Starks. Yes, of course, you can continue to donate tomorrow, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as we've been saying now for the last 7 days. This is going to take, this is a family that even though they won't ask for it, is going to need some help for a long time.
Absolutely. Definitely. I mean, and they're such an amazing family, too. Just the love and support that we see from you and here and we know continues at home. I mean, there can't be a more deserving family out there in our community to feel this right now. So we hope you all feel it.
Yes.
Lots of nods. Lots of nods and uncomfortable smiles in here.
This came yesterday. I just paid all my bills for the week and had $41.36 left in my checking account. And I donated $35 of that to the Stark family and couldn't feel more happiness in my heart.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So that comes from Debbie Miller. So, Debbie, thank you for your donation very much.
Thank you. All the info is up online.
So the Stark family is in studio with us. The short version, the 30-second version here, if you're just tuning in this week, there is no 30-second version.
Thanks. The Stark family was introduced to the Burt Show through Burt's Big Adventure 2 years ago. They came down to Walt Disney World with us, and Will and Cheryl Stark had adopted 6 special needs children on top of their 3 birth children, who and their 3 daughters are here in studio with us with Will. And Will reached out a couple of weeks ago to tell us the really shocking and just such sad news that his wife Cheryl passed away suddenly from a stroke, and they weren't sure how they were going to get through the next day, much less the next week, and just reached out to share the news with our extended Burt's Big Adventure family, because once you are a Burt's Big Adventure family, you're always a Burt's Big Adventure family. And so we were so glad that he told us what was going on with them so that we could reach out to you, which is our extended Burt Show family. And anytime in the past we've ever asked for your help, you come out in droves and you come passionately and you bring your support to the table. And so we told you about the Stark family and you showed up. I mean, in big ways and in ways that gives me goosebumps right now just talking about it. So so we've asked for your help and support because this family needs to figure out, and they need some time to be able to figure out, where does the routine go from here? Cheryl was their cornerstone. So how does the building keep going without her?
Well, I got to tell you, and I told these guys over the last couple of days, and I know you've tried to listen to the show. But you've told me in emails that you couldn't listen to the whole thing because it was just too emotional. That the outpouring of support for you guys is unlike I've seen in years, and it's all directly because of the recession. From time to time when we'll do a fundraiser, we'll get $10,000 donations, $20,000 donations. This year is unlike any other, where we got a lot of 10 and a lot of 20 and a lot of $7.30. So much so that when I checked the email address last night, there were over 3,300 donations for you guys. 3,300 donations for you guys in one way, shape, or form. And I told these guys earlier in the week that I'm reading through these emails from people that have absolutely nothing, that don't really know you guys, just know your story now, that somehow wanted to help. If it was a woman from a salon that didn't have any cash at all she wanted to do was come over to your house and brush your kids' hair before they went to school. It was somebody that had a job opening that just wanted to interview you even though they knew nothing about you at all. It was kids that had $9 in their piggy bank that have been saving nickels and pennies that were emailing us saying, how can I get this money to the Starks? And I've been so touched by the last week of the goodness that's in people. And it's been overwhelming for me that they don't know you, but they want to help.
I think one of your tweets last week was like, people are good.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. It gave me goosebumps when I saw it.
You know, like part of our job is having to watch like the Kardashians and all that. And you're like, I'm like, is this really what we are now? You know,
they registered for a $3,500 vase yes. for their wedding day.
Right. Like the Bachelorette. We got to talk about all that. And right. sometimes so when you can get caught up in the superficiality of it all around us and this last week, looking at the goodness in people has really sort of, it just gave me a different perspective, and it made me really shut up and not complain about anything. So my family thanks you also. All right, we're going to be here a while, because as I said, there have been so many people that wanted to help. First, we had some $100 donors that we randomly just wanted to thank for you guys. Joy Myers, Linda Hagen, these are all random. Darren Corbett, Lisa McAllister, all donated $100 for you guys. We had $200 donors also, Nick Tatasio, Jeff Andrews, Don Randall. There were $250 donors also, and the list goes on and on and on. Nick Bufano, $250. We had $500 donors like William Brown and Joshua Lewis and Gary Franzen, all $500. Then some of the bigger ones started coming in, like $1,000 for you guys as well, from Sergio Montana. Dwayne Colquitt is a doctor. He gave $1,000. Brad Weston, $1,000. $1,500 donation came in from Laura Bridge. And these are all people that were just genuinely touched by your story, Will. Mm. I just really wanted to help. There was a $3,000 donator, Tim Pilato. He stroked a check for $3,000. But most of these all came in the forms of 10s, 20s, 50s, and 100. And there was a whole bunch of them. All right, in studio, we've brought some people also that went above and beyond. Ronnie Grumbly and Jennifer Gilbert are divisional sales managers at Aaron's. And here they are right now. Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Go ahead.
Well, we had the opportunity with last Friday before we left our office. There was a ton of us sitting in the office, and we watched the story. I don't think that we left the office. Anybody had a dry eye. We're very, very touched by this story. Our boss was just looking at us, and we were just looking at him, and there's nothing that you can say to each other when you see something like that. You're a very special family, and you've touched a lot of people through this, and you're right. It does show that there's still good out there, even though we watch a lot of things and we see a lot of things that really are meaningless. You know, it's good to see what's going on with you and your family, and when our hearts go out to you. On behalf of Aaron's here in Atlanta, we would like to present you you and your family with a check for $5,000. We also heard that you got some laundry piling up. We would like to present you also with an Amana front load washer and dryer, and also a bed to sleep on. And we love this story, and we love you and your family, and we appreciate you allowing us to take part in this
this
morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See, will I keep?
And I'm gonna hug you too.
I kept trying to tell you that it would be a gift for our community to be able to do this for you, and I think you're feeling that from Aaron's there also. We got an anonymous donor that obviously didn't want their name announced, but it was facilitated through the Metro Atlanta Therapist Network, and that came in for $4,000, so we can add that to the $5,000 right there. Also, Jay Culkin gave $1,000. Remember when he called in last week also?
Right.
And again, for the washer and dryer, tell us how much that's going to help you guys. It must be a lot of clothes. Yeah?
We do about 10 loads a day just to keep up. So that will come in tremendous, very handy.
Will, do you know where the washer and dryer is? Because now you got new ones coming in.
I know where washer and dryer is.
All right. So this is Mike. How do I pronounce your last name, Mike?
Medici.
Mike Medici called us on Friday. And I don't know if you were listening, but he called on behalf of Premier Transportation or Premier Transporting. And you can go ahead and you can tell Will and his family exactly what you'd like to do for them.
Well, first of all, I want to say it's a pleasure and honor to meet you. You're such an inspiration and such a beautiful family. And we're so honored to, in some small way, play a part in your family story. Thursday night, came home from work. My wife was sitting on the sofa looking at the computer. She said, "You've got to read this story. You have to see this compelling story of this beautiful family in Atlanta and what they're going through." And we both sat down. I read your story online, and she said, we've got to help. These people need our help. We need to do something. So your story is, it's heartbreaking, yet so inspirational. Mm-hmm. And we're so privileged to, in some small way, offer a little assistance. So on behalf of myself, my wife, Mary Ellen, we have $5,000 for you. And on behalf of my company, Premier Transportation, we have another $5,000 for a total of $10,000.
Wow. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Such an honor to meet you.
My best.
The hug's going all the way around.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
This is out of your comfort zone. I'm acknowledging that. I know. You must not know how to react, really.
Seeing the love of people, and we talked about this, the girls and I have talked about this, getting letters in the mail, getting cards. I got a wonderful email from somebody who knew Cheryl and I 30 years ago when they were 6 years old and told stories of the love of Cheryl as she was a little girl. Part of this is out of my comfort zone, and the other part is that feeling that love from people. And yes.
How about the girls? Is this awkward? Does this feel out of your comfort zone? Is this like, I think all along you guys have kind of said, look, let me speak for my dad here, because he's not going to tell you that we need stuff, but we need stuff.
I think what is to remember is that we're still over the shock of losing mom. And so you talk about this being out of our comfort zone. Life right now is out of our comfort zone with mom not here. And so that's really the big thing. I mean, this is such a blessing to be here at the Burt Show right now, receiving all these wonderful gifts. But more than anything, our discomfort right now is not people wanting to give of themselves and be giving, because mom and dad are the essence of giving. It's more the unfortunate causes that brought us here that brings us a lot of discomfort. Mm-hmm. We're still mourning. It's still fresh. A lot of us were still in shock. And so, you know, as Dad is here, he's not uncomfortable about all this giving. You guys are wonderful. He greatly appreciates it. And I'm not meaning to speak for him, but I know his heart. His heart's with my mom. And that's why he's having a difficult mm-hmm. time.
Well, tell us about this van that you cruise around the kids in.
What do you want to know?
Give me the description of this thing.
How many miles?
I saw it on the news. Yeah, there was something like there was a lot of miles. There's 1 or 2 miles on that thing.
Oh, the news showed it in a good light.
That's the best it gets right there, huh? Tell us about this van.
Well, you know, that was her taxi. You know, she drove all the kids to therapy, to school, when she had to, and to doctor's appointments. Several years ago, I've because of our situation, I've learned to work on my own cars and try and keep them going. Several years ago, the air conditioner went out. About the same time, the windows quit rolling up and down, and I tried several times to fix it, and I couldn't. So, you know, just because of our situation, we just had to live with it. You know. Cheryl would go in the morning and it was great and come home in the afternoon and just throw everybody in the house and get in front of the fans and try and cool off. We have two that cannot take the heat. So they just stopped going to therapy because we just couldn't, it wasn't the mornings, it was the afternoons. They just couldn't go. And so we, till spring rolls around and fall rolls around, then we can take them back in there again. But
was it wheelchair accessible? Could it fit wheelchairs in it?
It could fit one.
It could fit one, but you need one for two.
I need one for two.
And it had 260,000 miles on it? Mm-hmm. 260,000 miles.
It was something like, yeah.
Well, we heard about the van. We saw it on TV. So I called Dustin Fleischman up at Team Nissan of Marietta because I work for Team. I endorse Team. And he said, let me make some calls for you. And he called the GM over at Team Ford Marietta, Jim. And Jim and Dustin said, you know what? We got to call Ken Graham, who is the market president of AutoNation, and we'll see what we can do. And this is Ken Graham, who is the market president of AutoNation. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Think you can help these guys out with their van a little bit?
I think we might be able to. As you alluded to, Jim and Dustin started talking about the possibility of trying to help you. So they reached out to all the general managers of our 10 stores here in Atlanta, and they got together, and we have got a nice van out there to donate to you this morning, a 2009 Ford E350 van. It's a 12-passenger. It has all the goodies on it. It's has automatic, has power windows, power locks, has dual air conditioning, so you'll have the air conditioning now to cool the kids. Running boards, backup sensors, cruise control. It is certified. It's Ford certified, so it'll have a balance of a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And it's only got 43,000 miles on it, but you'll see it's almost like new. And it's just a small token of our appreciation for what you've done. And
that's no small token.
here's the keys to the van. It's yours.
Thank you.
And standing behind me right now are a couple of interns that have kind of a poster board. And here's a picture of your new van.
Wow.
That will equip all the kids. It's big enough for two wheelchairs. You'll have air conditioning.
That's awesome. Now, in this August heat, you're going to have to turn on the air for a few minutes first before the kids get in, but it will work.
Awesome.
And
it's
going to
feel good in there.
Yes, and all the kids will be able to go to therapy because you have air conditioning and you've got yourself a new van.
Wow. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Will, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah. That one wasn't expected, huh?
No.
I want to introduce you to Earl Matthews also. Earl can tell you exactly where he's from and what he's going to do for you guys also, because a van is a van, but you've got some special needs on that thing that need to be addressed.
I'm with Handicapped Driver Services, HDS Vans and Mobility, and we're going to work in conjunction with Carolyn at Fragile Kids to put you in a new wheelchair lift and crash-tested restraint systems and also wheelchair flooring in the van that the team dealerships have donated to you. And we're real happy to be able to do that for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So those wheelchairs are going to be able to fit in there.
They're going to have a lift.
They're going to have a lift.
It'll be so easy to load everybody up. I mean, so much easier than it has been.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have been able to do that without the help here of Carolyn from, she is the executive director of Fragile Kids Foundation, who can tell you how they're going to help out here also.
Oh, great. Well, it's a privilege. You inspiring folks. Fragile Kids supplies medical equipment that doctors have prescribed, but is too expensive for families to cover, and it's not covered by insurance. And we have a lot of requests for wheelchair lifts. I believe we've worked with you and your wonderful wife in the past. Absolutely. For a wheelchair lift. So on behalf of Fragile Kids Foundation, we're honored and privileged to make a grant to cover the entire cost of the wheelchair lift and the installation. And in our small office, on behalf of myself, Jill, Claudette, and Jennifer, we've also gotten you a $300 gift card for QT, so you can gas up that new van.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
All right, so it's all coming together nicely here. Aaron's with the furniture. You've got Team with the new AutoNation with the van. And again, I want to stress to you guys, this is all overwhelming for you, Will. I know that. But it was these $10 and these $100 and these $50 and these $500 donations that really were the catalyst for what's in this envelope right now. This is the gift here from the Burt Show listening community, not only here in Atlanta, but you touched communities in Nashville and Indianapolis also. So this is their gift to you over the last week. And if you could open that up and read that amount, nobody in here knows what it is.
I'm shaking too much.
Golly. Got too many numbers on it, Bert.
How much is
that? I'm sorry, we're on the radio. You can't see.
We forget constantly.
It's 189,518.79.
So that's almost $200,000 for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we started this morning, Will said, if you just give us one sentence of stuff, that's plenty. And I told him, 22 minutes ago, we're going to be here a while. So that's almost $200,000. What was the final count again? 189,000?
79 cents.
And 79 cents. And that counts. And 79 cents counts. So I want to thank everybody in the Burt Show listening community over and over and over again. Because the way that you guys have connected and embraced this family is a tremendous, tremendous gift. The love that you guys have shown, the emails that have come in, the offers. Now, that doesn't even include, we still are sifting through the emails from people that just want to donate goods to you guys or donate some kind of services. That's just the cash in the van. That doesn't even include the van. That's just the cash donations that came in. So that all came from the Burt Show listening community in 5 days?
That is amazing.
Yeah. So on behalf of our Burt Show listening community to you, thank you for allowing us to put together this gift to present and make things a little bit easier for your family.
Thank you very much. And thank you to the listeners and the people who have been touched by a story that, for us is not a story. We see ourselves on TV and it's like, there are so many hurting people out there today. And I do hope that the love that people have shown us and the compassion and the heartfelt can reach out to others in their neighborhood. We just see ourselves as a family and as much as this is wonderful, it's just so wonderful. But there are a lot of hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl had a heart to help hurting people. And so that will not stop. Mm-hmm. That will not stop with us. So thank you to everybody.
How are you guys doing? It's an overwhelming number.
Wow. Wonderful. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for sharing your story with us. And thanks again, Will. I said this last week. I'll say it to you again. Thank you on behalf of the Birch Show listening community to allowing us to help you guys with this.
Sure.
All right, you guys. Thanks again. Thank $189,000 for the Stark family in 5 days.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.